This is Gemara Bamitzia, Daf, Chof Zayin, and we hold on to pick it up in the bottom of Chavav and Beis. We are two lines from the bottom as we quote the din in the Mishnah. Halakeach Peirois Mechaveri. Someone who purchases produce, Peirois Mechaveri, from his friend, etc., says the Gemara. Let's begin by qualifying this din in the Mishnah. Amar Reish Lakish teaches Reish Lakish Mishem Rav Yannai Lo Yishanu El. This din that we said that the one who finds the money amongst items that he purchased is allowed to keep it is Ella. That din is only true. But like Keach Min Hatagar is one who purchases from a tagar, from a merchant. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi explains what that means is that he himself got the original items from multiple vendors, a store that sources his items. Minanoshim Harbe, says Rashi. And therefore, even he, Oloyedia Demaninu, Kim Dlasu Simin, Nitya Yeshua Bailib, and the finder, the purchaser, is allowed to keep the item. But if someone purchases directly from a balabayis, chayiv lahachsir, then he has to announce it, because the balabayis is, it's his stuff. When he realizes it's missing, he's not going to be miyayish. Therefore, you have to return it. Similarly, he says the Gemara of Chaitan and Tanakh Amid Rav Nachman on the third line of Chavzayin Amid Aleph. I don't understand. Does the balabais himself thresh the produce? Rashi speaks out. He has many workers working for him. So similarly, if an item is found, we don't know exactly to whom it should be returned. So why do you have to return it to the balabais? The chayra should have been yush. Amar lei. So the one who brought down the brayse, the Tanan Tamid Rav Nachman, responded, Ismei, should I delete the brayse? Asiya brayse zumigir sasi. Amar lei. So Rav Nachman said, Loi. No, you don't have to delete the brayse. Titargim masnita. But rather, we could explain the brayse as a case that he threshed, he got this produce through his own workers, which even if there was anything lost, it all goes to the Adon, it all goes to the Baal Bayis. And therefore, when one purchases the Tfuah from that person, something is found, what would the din be? It would be, it'd have to be returned. Chayev lahachzer, because there would be no yish in such a case. We continue with the Mishnah. Af hasimla, says the Mishnah, that when the pasuk says simla, ha'isa b'chlal kolela, it's really included in all of these. So therefore, what's the question? The Mishnah begins with a question. V'lama yatzasa, so why did the pasuk speak out? For to look at the chitas al chamayra, the chitas al lisim lasoi, chitas al chol avidas al chicha. So why does the pasuk single out the simla? Lahakashela to kwete loim lacha, ma simla miuchedesh ish basimonim viish lo taibim. What is an article of clothing? Article of clothing is that it has simonim as well as it has people that are claiming it. Av kol davish ish basimonim viish lo taibim. Chayiv lahachzir. As long as there are, as long as there is simanim, as well as there are taivim, Rashi speaks out, taivim, people coming to claim the item as theirs. Lemute midi diadina b'indi miyayish. Something without taivim is something that we know that the owner is miyayish, so no one's coming to claim the item. So that teaches us the basic idea that the simla is the quintessential item that has defining characteristics, has people coming to collect this. You have to announce it. Says the Gemara, my bechlal kolelu, what did the Mishnah mean? is included in all these. Amrava bechlal, it's included in, as we read the pasuk, lavidas achicha. Amay Rava teaches, Rava lamali dechsev rachmana, shar chamar sevisim la. Why did the pasuk have to speak out all these different items? And the truth is, it's kedai for a moment just to zero in on the pasuk that teaches us. We'll zoom it in. It's on the side of your Gemaras. Chein tazel lechamayrei, chein tazel lesimlasai, chein tazel chol avid zachicha. And this really comes in the heels of the previous pasuk that says, "Osir sharechichai, oiseini dachem v'salamta." Don't turn a blind eye, but rather return the shar, the seh, the chamar, and the simla. So ask the Gemara now, why are all these psukim necessary? Seems to be a bit verbose that the psukim have to list so many different items that are found, so many different items that one is returning. Says the Gemara, so why do we have to list all these items? Shrichi, indeed, they're all necessary. Why? Because of Rachmana, because if the Torah would have only have written simla, v'amidotathonimili, beidim digufa, the simanim digufa, about the item itself, of a chamar, beidim da'oikev, the simanim da'oikev, when it comes to chamar, there's no identifying characteristics on the chamar itself, but rather, the identifying characteristics on the chamar is on the saddle. Eim aloy mahadrinan, I would think maybe you don't have to return it. Because Rachman Chamar teaches the Chamar, Davidu Chamar, Visimane Okev, you would have to return. Shar Visad, the Gaz Rachman Alamli, why did the post have read an axe and a sheep? Shar teaches Davidu Ligizas Zinavai, Visad Ligizaisaf. That what does it teach us? Teach us that even a shar that has the sharings of the tail, even a sheep that has its sharings, you have to return it, meaning maybe the value of it is low and you wouldn't have to return it, no, even such an item. But let's go on a shard that feel like he's a zinava, we call shkein, selling his yisav. The obvious kasha. Once we know shard, why do we need to know seh? Once you know shard for the mere tail, you have to return it, of course, the seh. Hello, my rava, devrim shat. Chamar debar, the Rav Yehuda says, rava, the word chamar is teaching us something that is damaged. This brings us back to the world of Baba Kama, something that is damaged in a bar, according to the opinion of Rav Yehuda, Vesed Aveda, Ledivri Akol, and says, teaching us the din of Aveda. So two different dinim being taught over here. Says the Gemara, Vesed Aveda, Ledivri Akol, Kasha. No. Says the Gemara, this was a Kasha, I apologize. Ela Marova, Chamar Debar, Rav Yehuda, Vesed Aveda, Ledivri Akol, Kasha. Says Rav Yehuda, both of these parts of the pasuk are shver. Ve'ima, so says Mara, why liglalim huda'asa? Maybe it's just coming to teach us the din about glalim, that the dung of the animal has to be returned. Meaning, maybe when the pasuk mentioned seh, it's coming to teach us that even the glalim of the animal have to be returned. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Glalim afkiri mafkir lehu. The owner is mafkir, the glalim, and therefore one does not need to return it. Says Gemara Vadilma, lisimanin hu dasa. But maybe the pasuk says, say an extra time to teach us the din of simanim. Meaning, dibailan, as the Gemara that we find a very fundamental shayla. Simanim daraisa idirabon. We've been discussing this entire parak, this concept that you return an item if the owner gives a simon. Says the Gemara, we have a fundamental shaila. Is this din of a simon? Is this a din daraisa or is this a din darabanan? So perhaps suggests the Gemara, kaz rachmana seh, dafilu b'simanim mahadrinan and simanim daraisa. And maybe this teaches us a din of simanim. Is it in the Raisa says the Gemara? No, Amri. Medektani lutana l'simanim. Kabi simla. Since the time of the Mishnah told the din of simanim with regard to the word simla, to katani, as we find, ma simla miyuchadesh yishma simanim yishla toivim, as our Mishnah taught us that a simla is an item that There are Taivim and there are Simanu Chayiv Lachris. I'll call them Simanim. Yesh the Taivim Chayiv Lachris. Shema Minah Deselav LeSimanu Deasa. So clearly, we don't need the apostle to mention Sefer such a din, as we learned it out from Simla. Therefore, we do not necessarily have a raya that it's a din deraisa or not. We continue with the two dots about 10 lines to the bottom. Tana Rabbanon. Asher Toiva teaches the Basik, an item that is lost prat, that comes to exclude la veda, shein boi shave pruta, that comes to exclude la veda, that is not worth a shave pruta, that it would not have to be returned, as Asher Toiva is referring to something that's considered lost. Rav Yehuda Imer, umatsasa prat la veda, shein boi shave pruta. We don't have the Basik, umatsasa. My be nayu, two different shatim teaching us the same din. Tanakam and Rav Yehuda says the Gemara, what's the chalik between these two dinim? Am Rabbaya Mashmois Darshim Ika Beinayu. My Navkle Meshe Toivin, my Navkle Mivit Salsa. Says the Gemara, in reality, there's really not much difference to Mashmois. How the Pasuk connotes this din, that is the difference. Ask the Gemara, six lines from the wide lines, Laman de Navkle Meshe Toivad, Hayumatsasa Mayavdide, which really was the depth of the kasha of Maybinayu, but says the Gemara, the driving force of the drasha was the mashmais. But at the end of the day, what does each one do with the other pasuk? Explains the Gemara, Humi Baile Lech Rav Noi. When he is for the dinner of Rav Noi, Damar Rav Noi, Matsasa. What does that teach us? Dasoi Liyode Mashma. Say, actually come to your hand. If it doesn't come to your hand, then there's no problem not returning the item. As we take a moment, the Rashi says, "Shatei kruya mitzia." When's it called a mitzia? Dasal yadei mashma. Rashi 10 lines to the bottom. Vafilo hachi achicha v'lo yakom v'la metcha shavidas kenani mutares v'lo tem ki amit avidas. We know this really. 1 second. The Gemara is about to get there. Says Rav Yechlan, the name of the Hilgi Rashbi on the first white line. Minayin Aved, we've had this ready. How do we know that Naveda, that the river wash, you allowed to keep it? Shemar Kintas Chavin is the Chashtav Amenu. Umatsasa. Misha Abude Amenu Umatsia. Something that's lost and you find, it's a kol adam yatsa zu, but an item that was washed away from the river, sha'avud amen, it's lost from you, ve'ina mitzuyah, it's a kol adam, would not have to be returned. Ve'edach adar avnai min alai, nafkalei mivim matzasa, ve'edach adar av yechon min alai, nafkalei mimenu, ve'edach mimenu, loi mashmalei, so that's what everyone does with other drasha. Rava Amar, comes along Rava, and Rava says, no, there's another din, that this is learned out from. Truth is, let's go back to that Rashi. Rashi is adding on an interesting detail. I apologize. I thought the Gemara was going to elaborate. Let's go back to Rashi for a second. 10 lines from the bottom. Rashi says that watu matzasa dasli yadei mashma, and therefore the din of achichav layakom teaches us avidas kenani mutaris. Don't teach me ki amir aveda kenani militrayach achareo. Teaching us a negative. Maybe I would think that it's a special din that you don't have to return the aveda of a guy. But maybe that's only to go and get it. However, once it comes to your hand, maybe you would think that as a din of a metzia, you have it in your hand, and therefore you have to return it, regardless if it's a yid or a guy. And therefore, a matzasa teaches us that no, it has a din of a metzia when it comes to your hand, with all its dinim, including that it's only a din that you have to return a yid, and not a guy's. Rava Omar says, Rava, a second shot in the chilek between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda, says, Rava, Pruta Shehozla, Ike Beinayo, Pruta that went down in value. Manda Amar Shetayvad, Ike, why? Because at the time that it was lost, Ike, you're going to have to return it because at the time of the loss, it was worth more than a Shava Pruta. So says the Gemara, whether the time that the Pasuk is talking about is the losing or the finding will determine whether you have to return something in a scenario that it was worth a certain value, and then it went down at a later date. Says the Gemara, "Lamanda Marsha Taivad Habiinu Umatzal." So, what do you mean, Veleka? It says the Gemara, can't be that what you're saying, because even according to Manda Amr that says it's lost, but Lamaisa, you also have to find it. So how can you tell me that because when it was lost, it was worth a Shavu Pruta, even though when I found it, it wasn't as a din of a I have to return it? How can that be? So Allah says, Gemara, okay, different case, Pruta Shokra, you can be now you the opposite. A Pruta that goes up in value. Manda Amr Masasa Ika, because Lamaisa is worth a Shavu Pruta. Manda Amr Shataiva Leka. Says the Gemara, the same kasha on the reverse four lines of the bottom. Mandamar Masasa Abinan Asher Toivad Veleka. And of course, it is a little bit difficult to have a mina that the Gemara is just being on the flip side. Why did the Gemara think that it would have a different result? But either way, Ella says the Gemara, third attempt. Pruta Shahokra, Vahozla, Vahazar Vahokra. Pruta went up and down, up in value, down in value, and then went back up in value again. That is the difference. Manda Amar. Asher Toivarika, Mandamaru Matsasa, Dinan de Isme Shir Mitzia, Mishas Aveda, Vachas Mitzia. So that's the chalik at the end of the day, according to Rava. It's not just the Shas Mitzia, the time of finding it, and Shas Aveda, the time of losing it. Says Rava, the Mandamaru holds Matsasa, Rav Yehuda holds, it has to be an Aveda. The entire time. Meaning it has to be worth a Shavu Pruta from beginning until end, from the moment it was lost to the moment it was found. And if there was a moment in time that went down in value, then it loses its status of an Aveda. Ibayi Lahu, on the final line of Chav Zayin Amnalf, the Gemara brings back a Shaila we mentioned a few moments ago. Lemaisa, Simon of Deraisa, Idrabana. We try to bring one Raya that's the Raisa, but we fell off the Raya. Says the Gemara first, before we bring Raya, whether it's the Raisa, whether it's the Rabbanan, may be Nayu. What's the difference? Asks the Gemara. Says the Gemara, as we turn over to Chav Zayin Mebeis, the Nafkamina is going to be not about the Metzia, but Laguri get Isha b'simanim. To return a get Isha b'simanim. To return a get Isha b'simanim. That is the nafkamina, whether you hold this deraisa or not. Amrit deraisa. If you're going to tell me to din deraisa, then even by a get, madrinan viamid rabbana, and give a rabbana taikana, to wonder rabbana and give a taikana, is only bimamayna to return amitsiya. I will be surah, love it rabbana taikana. So fundamental shayla is the din of simanim, a din deraisa, or a din derabbana. Tashemach of Zayim and Abayis, four lines down. Let's bring a raya from a Mishnah. Said the Mishnah, Ava Simla Isa Bechlal Kolelu, Vlama Yatzasa, why was it singled out? Lahaki Sheila, to quaint it, Vlaim Lachan, to teach you. Ma Simla Miuchede, Shishla Simonim, Yishla Toivin, Chayav Lahakus, Am Kodom Shishba Simin, Simonim, Yishla Toivin, Chayav Lahakus. So says the Gemara, so what do we see from here, from the Mishnah? We see that we're learning from a pasuk. We're learning from Simla that is a din of simanim. So clearly it's a din deraisa. Says right now, Tani Toivim Mitzvichalei, Simanim Kedei Nazba. We're not really learning out the din of simanim from the pasuk. Really we're learning out the din that the owner was not Miyayish. Kedei Nazba, Derech Agav. We also throw in about simanim. Says Dimar, okay, 10 lines down. The first one line is Tashema. Let's try again. Chamar b'simanei okaf. We said he returned a chamar with the simanim on the saddle. So l'chayr from there again. What do we see? We learn that from the pasuk of chamar. So we see it's a deraisa. Answers Gemara, no. Ema be'edei okaf. No, it means with the edim, which of course is nothing to do with simanim. Tashema, we try again. V'yimcha d'reish achicha yisai shpiva you until your friend inquires of it. Chsala d'eitach sh'inan l'kodim sh'inyushanu. What does that mean? Why, you can return it before he asks for it? Ella, you know, we learn out from the Pasuk, Adroi Shachicha, Darsheyu, Im Ramayu, Oyeinoi Ramay. But how do you darshan if he's a Ramay? My love says the Gemara B'simanim. Lo, it is with Edim, so we still have no Rai. Toshema. So now flips the Gemara, let's bring a Rai the other way, that it's not a Daraisa. Ein me'idin ela al parts of abanim imachaitem. With regard to a corpse, you can only testify about the image of the face with the nose. Aval b'sheish simanim begufay ubekelev. Even if you have simanim on the body or on the clothing. So what do we see from the fact you have to only be able to testify in the face of the person himself? Clearly, the simanim on the kelim is not enough. So shmamina simanim lav deraisa. Answers Gemara, no. Amri gufay. What does it mean simanim on the body? To arach v'gotzi, tall and long. Kelev. The chashina l'sheila. But it's nothing to do with the fundamental shayla of simanim deraisa or not. Says the Gemara, chashina l'sheila. Chamar b'simanim uke v'echem adrinan. So why don't we say the same thing by a chamar? We should be nervous that they borrow the saddle. Why would you return it to that owner? Amri, ukaf lo yishule inchi. People do not borrow saddles. Uchba mishon de maskele lechamra. The reason is because it could hurt the donkey's back. Apologize. Could hurt the donkey's back if it doesn't fit perfectly. So you don't borrow an ukaf. Ibai sema kela v'chiyur v'sumki. Or what does it mean by the kelim of the clothing? It just means the color, and therefore it's not necessarily a raya, whether it's a proper simin or not. So says the Gemara, Ella, Haditanya. That which we learned in a braisa asks the Gemara, six lines from the white lines, Ella Haditanya, Matsu. Kosher b'kisay b'arnik yubtabasay shamatzu b'in kelev. Someone finds a get that's tied up in a wallet, in a kiss, with a ring. Shamatzu b'in kelev, he finds the get between his kelev. Afilu zman meruba. Kosher, the get is kosher. But ask the Gemara one second. If you find it tied to a wallet, why is it a kosher get? Am I kosher? Why don't we worry that it's borrowed? Why don't we worry that the kiss was borrowed, and they had the get attached to it, so why are we necessarily allowed to use it when it's found in Zman Meruba? These aren't things people usually lend out. A wallet or an arniki, why? Because people are superstitious that it's gonna keilu give away their money, their good fortune to the other person. V'tabas mishum de mizai. If you're worried, he's going to counterfeit. He's going to steal your signet ring. So after going back and forth, trying to prove simanim deraisa or not, on the first white line, the Gemara folds and the Gemara says lema kitanoi lemaisa. Let's say that whether simanim are deraisa or not, let's suggest it's a machlokes tanoi. So we quote a braisa that says ein meidin ala shuma. Whether we're allowed to testify about a shuma, which is a form of a mole on the face, on the body, on a specific limb, says Rashi, would that be allowed to allow one's wife to remarry, to identify this was her husband who was nifter? My love, says Gemara, what's the machlekes, whether you can testify on a shuma or not? Suggest the Gemara in the second white line, Tanikama Savar Simanim Derabbanan, and therefore you can't. Let's bring my advice, Savar Simanim Deraisa. If you can testify about the Shuma. Oh, my Rava, no, it's not the Machlekes. The Kuli Alma Simanim Deraisa. Vahachav Shuma Mitsuya Beben Giloi Kamithlegi. A Shuma is found Beben Giloi, which is someone that's born in the same mazel, etc. So Maris of a Shuma Mitsuya Beben Gila, and therefore it's not necessarily a good Raya, because maybe it's someone else that was just born in the exact same Mazel as you. Therefore, there's no Raya. Maris of a Shuma Inu Mitsuya Beben Gila, they might look the same, act the same, but not going to necessarily have the same warts on the body. Ibai Seima, Segim Shat, Kuliyama Shuma Inu Mitsuya Beben Gila. Vahacha, Simanam Asuya Lishtan is a Chamis Kamitli Gila. He says, Sim, that's going to change. Therefore, you can't bring a raya from the Shuma. Vibayseima. A third shot says the Gemara. Vibayseima. Excuse me. A third shot says the Gemara. We're about 15 lines to the bottom of the Amid. First word of line is Misa. Says the Gemara. Vibayseima. The Kuliyama Shumaina Suyulishan Zachamisa. And Visimanadirabon. They're arguing whether a shuma is a good simin. So says the Gemara, three different ways of learning the Braisa. Amar Rav, so says Rav. In Tim Salim, are you going to tell me Simon and Lav Dar Isaiah Madrina Vedatabi Simon him? So Stam says Rava, how can you ever return Avid with Simon him? What's the Kasha? Because if Midaraisa, we have no reason to believe a Simon, so why is that enough for a reason to give it back to this person? Maybe it's not his, says the Gemara. And of course, from here we see the depth of what Pshat in the Simon is. Says the Gemara, Dinich alei lemoitza avida, then had to be simanim. The one that finds an item is happy to return with simanim. Keicha dechi avida leili didei, nami nadrina lei besimanim. So says the Gemara, it could very well be a derabbanan dekedin, that when I find something really midaraisa, it's true. I could keep it because simanim are not a good simon. Not identifying deraisa. But I myself am happy to return it. So if I then go and lose something, I'll also be able to get it back. Amar le, Rav Safar le Rava. What do you mean? What does that mean? He's doing a taiva for himself. So that's not his. What about anyone else in the world? This aveda might be theirs. El anich le lebal aveda. Says the Gemara, no, the Baal Aveda is happy about it, so that he himself can get it back, etc. Rather, you know, choose, we're going to stop over here, as this is going to go well into the next Amud, as we're going to finish up discussing how exactly Simanim allow one to return an item.